So can we hear anything now? We can.
Terrific. Yay, we have success.
We had a Skype problem.
Skype. Yay for Skype. Okay. Well, here we are, Trinity Metaphysical. It's 10 minutes past 7. Sorry for the delay, but we're going to have a good show tonight. We're sitting here with
Mercedes,
and Jackie,
and me, Charlie. This is Trinity Metaphysical, home of eCrypt Ghost Investigators. We're going to be here. We're going to be talking about a couple of different subjects, one very close to my heart that I was never really good at. It's called scrying, and it's not to be confused with the song by, who was that guy, the guy with the Coke bottle glasses back in the 50s? Crying.
Crying.
You remember his name?
Yeah, because I had his album. He was in the Traveling Wilburys, right?
He had the best voice ever.
Roy Orbison.
Not to be confused with Roy Orbison. Now, see, if one of you guys online, if I would have clicked on one of the 25 or 30 people we have online already waiting, if I would have clicked on one of them and they would have said Roy Orbison, they would have probably gotten a free ticket to our ghost hunt on the 24th of October. It's going to be right here, Trinity Metaphysical, going to a historical cemetery in the area. Wouldn't that have been great, huh?
Yes.
But I wasn't quick enough to click on one of those people, so I'm sorry. But what we're going to do tonight is, okay, we're going to be talking about a couple of things. Before we talk about the ghost investigation or the hunt that we're going to have, what about the classes we're going to have for ghost certification?
Oh, yeah.
Jackie, why don't you talk about that for a minute?
We're going to be doing the Ghost Hunter Certification class on October 8th, 15th, and 22nd. And you will get certified as a ghost hunter.
There you go.
We usually do run at some point the paranormal investigator class after that, because you need both to be an actual, you know, to go up to paranormal investigator. But the Ghost Hunter Certification will actually teach you all the hauntings, how to use the equipment, how to actually, the procedures, and how to actually do an investigation, working with, you know, psychics and mediums while you're investigating, It's actually interesting. And now everything's updated to include all the apps that are available on your phones, all the new updated equipment. So we have a lot of fun.
Now, this is the one thing it's not going to teach us is how to run out of a house running,
screaming
like a little 5-year-old child, right? Like they do on TV. It's going to teach you how to actually act when you're in a site, right? And since we have one coming up, an investigation coming up this Friday, it should be really useful for the people that are here. Mm-hmm. Obviously, everybody passed all the certifications here.
Yep.
But the idea here is that that class will be coming up, and it's $75.
It's 3 weeks, and you'll actually have an exam, the last class, and then do a mini investigation.
And I can attest, it's not a pushover. It's not one of these crip courses you get over in one of the schools.
A lot of information.
It's a lot of information, and you got to pass the test. If you don't pass the test, you can come back and retest, but it's not easy. It's almost as tough as getting Series 7 for security.
But they do get an actual certification.
They do get it. They get a certificate.
Mm-hmm.
So if they go somewhere else, people know that they actually learned something. But as we're sitting here now, having just a little vino and some kettle corn popcorn that Jackie brought in for me. How cool is this? We're going to have a nice evening tonight. But as I said, last night we had our psychic development class, which we have every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. People are invited if they want to come. It's a lot of fun. You get to know a lot about yourself and about other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's one place where you don't get judged at all, because whatever you come up with is your information. So we just sit here and we applaud you for trying to develop your own skills. I know I applaud every week because I have grown. Mm-hmm. Since I'm coming here, I have grown tremendously. And you'd still doubt yourself, but when you get confirmation, when you find things out that you're picking these things up and it's you getting, making the contact, it's amazing. But Jackie was totally responsible for all of us progressing to where we are today. And I'm going to let her talk a little bit, just a little bit, because I like to talk a lot. No. We're going to let Jackie talk about what we did last night, which was the scrying. And a lot of people don't know what that is. I didn't know what it was. But Jackie's going to tell you all about it.
Right. Well, scrying is one of the oldest techniques used to connect to our inner knowing. And it's actually one of the earliest forms of divination in recorded history. So the word scrying actually comes from the English word descry, which means to make out dimly or to reveal. And it's used to see visions of things going on in your present, your future, or your past. It can help you connect you with loved ones also. And anybody, any kind of spirit. And it's just a good tool for growth and guidance. So last night we did a lot with it, and it was interesting what people got. You know, we worked with a few different things. We worked with the black scrying mirrors. We worked with regular mirrors. We worked with water. And we also had a crystal ball here for some people who wanted to work actually with a crystal. So it seems that a lot of people got a lot of information using the black scrying mirrors. But doing is you're opening yourselves up to spirit. We always do a protection prayer also before we do any type of spirit work, and we did do that with the scrying as well. And what it is when it's like gazing into a surface and until a vision or an image appears. And then after that, you usually get information in your thoughts or, you know, you hear it. I know all of you had a different experience with it, but they were great. I don't think there's anybody that didn't get anything at all. So it's basically just another one of the things you want to know about it is it doesn't matter what tool you're using when you scry. It's not as important as developing your actual ability. All they do is give you a focal point. So it's fun. And I know some of you got a lot. So and it's basically gazing steadily into a surface until you either get sketches or photographs and your images in your head. You know, sometimes, like I said, you get the information in your thoughts as well, or you hear it. It's just you want to pay attention to your images. So I know a bunch of you had some great stories for exactly what you got or experiences, and some of you actually had some physical, you know, things going on as well, activity at the same time. So I'm going to let you guys talk about some of the things you did. I know one of the things I do want to tell you is scrying is done the same way as any other type of development we do, which is really good to do a meditation or get yourself into that relaxed energy state so you can receive your information. Some people do good with the scrying. Some people do better with, you know, working with that actual medium, you know, one-on-one mediumship. The thing is I think it, some people hear the word and they get afraid of it, but it's not. It's no different than getting your information from, you know, cards or anything else, or, you know, holding an object. It's just another way of getting information that you're meant to know. So do you want to tell yours?
No, I don't want to tell my story.
I
might have missed something because I was a little busy over here for a second, but did you say what you use when you scry? What you can use when you scry?
Yeah, she did say that.
I missed that. Okay,
Yeah. We talked. I mentioned all the different objects we used last night.
Yeah.
Not everybody got to use every single one, but those were the ones that we had here. And I did say the black scrying mirrors are one of the most popular, you know, objects to use. People seem to have do very well with you using those, and I know some of you have stories to talk about them. But I personally prefer that as well. Crystals are good too. Some people use the actual balls, and I know it sounds funny. It's a crystal ball, but it's a crystal. It's just, and some people use the, you know, crystal skulls and things as well. So it's not like you can't use, you know, anything in particular. It's just usually a shiny surface or object that you're using.
You know what I wanted to ask you was everybody knows the movie, The Wizard of Oz, right? Everybody. It's on every year, and it scares millions of children every year and ruins them for life. But the idea here is when those flying monkeys, when those flying monkeys take off, it's kind of frightening knowing that they're coming after somebody. But what I wanted to ask you was the Wicked Witch of the West, was she actually scrying when she saw Dorothy in the ball?
Yeah.
So that was scrying.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And just like when Dorothy Annie M in the ball,
yeah,
that was her present.
Wow. How cool is that? That's very cool.
But, you know, some people use smoke. Mm-hmm. You know, some people use clouds. There's so many different things, you know, where people see things in it. And it's just the information that they're meant to, you know, have at that time.
Dave and I got matched up when we were in one of the small rooms here, scrying, looking into the black mirrors and the regular mirrors and what have you. But, you know, I really didn't want to be matched up with Dave, even though I like Dave a lot. I wanted to scry into Jackie's eyes, but, that wasn't going to work last night. But anyway, let me tell you what happened to me, and then we'll go around the table here. But last night, I was matched up with Dave, and Dave's a trip. We have a great time when we're together. But we were both, you know, using the black mirrors and trying to scry. And we were only in the room, the two of us, in candlelight. He looked very handsome. But we were in there, and what surprised me was the fact that when I started looking at the black mirror, what you said happened. Now, I had a white shirt on, and it was dark in there, okay? And I could see myself in the mirror. And I could see the white shirt, and all of a sudden my head disappeared as I was focusing, you know, at the mirror. All of a sudden my head disappeared. I could still see the collar and everything, but I couldn't see my own face. And I figured, well, my eyes are tired. It's been a long day, you know, everything. You compensate for everything. And all of a sudden I thought I saw my dad's face. And I was like, no, that's not there, you know. Again, compensating. And then, if everybody goes back to the 60s with the old Batman, you know, Batman TV series, Vincent Price was the Joker at the time. I think he was the Joker or something, one of those guys. And they had him, he had like a green suit and he had his face all in white and he had his hair all done up, really high wave type of situation. They had his eyebrows going way up across
his
forehead. All exaggerated, like, you know, like some sort of a comic, you know. Well, anyway, so I kept looking in this black scrying mirror, and I saw his face, but not with all the white on it, like, you know, the paint. It was just a face like that, and I was like, wow, what am I seeing? What am I looking at here? And that went away. And then our EMF detector was going crazy every so often. So I started asking questions of the EMF detector in my mind, or of the spirits that were in the rooms. And we're only 5 minutes into our session. And Dave is sitting across this little table from me. And in the corner of the room, we hear the only words that come across is, because it scared both of us. Now, Dave's an ex-sheriff, mm-hmm. you know, detective, whatever. He's a big guy. And I'm not so small. And the two of us hear this god-awful sound in the corner of the room. And that's the only way I can explain it, because it scared the hell out of both of us. All of a sudden, we're both looking down at the table at these mirrors, and then we looked up into each other's eyes. And we both said at the same time, I'm not looking over there. Because whatever the sound was came from maybe 2 to 3 feet from us in the corner of the room. We just sort of like, you know, chuckled a little bit and looked at each other, but we didn't want to look. Finally, about a minute or two later, I picked up the blanket that was across the massage table, and there was nothing there. So we just continued. And I kept asking questions in my mind of spirits, and I kept getting answers from the EMF detector lighting up. I used the regular mirror then. I went to the regular mirror, and I didn't. It was a round mirror, and I was holding it just so that I could see that my face was in the mirror looking back at me. But I focused just to the side, just to the upper left-hand side of the mirror, and my face completely changed. And I said, I started looking like I was about 120 years old. And I said to the spirits that were in the room, I said, so is this what I'm going to look like at 120? And the EMF detector went crazy. Then I said, no, really. I thought maybe they were just jerking me around. I said, no, really, is this what I'm going to look like when I'm 120? And again, it went up and down. I said, well, I'm 75 and out.
Halfway.
I'm on a plan, 75 and out. So, I mean, I'm not going to make it to 120. But the thing was that I actually felt like I was getting answers from the scrying, and this is the first time I've ever gotten anything like that. Then after we were done in the room, you had everybody come back out to the main part of the office here. And people went around the room telling what their experiences were. And when you said to me, okay, what you guys get? I said, go ahead, Dave. You say it. I wanted to hear exactly how he explained it. And he explained it exactly mm-hmm. the same way, the sound that we heard. What was funny was is that there's three little offices right next to each other. And the people that were in the office right next to us, you figure they could have bumped into the wall, they could have scratched it, they could have done something, made some sounds, who knows what. Or they could have heard what we heard. They heard nothing. They heard. They didn't bump against the wall. They didn't scratch anything.
Nope.
Nothing. They got, as Dave would say, got nothing. So we were sort of like shocked because they didn't hear what we heard at all. In that vein, it is getting closer to Halloween. You said whenever we get close to Halloween, spirits start to get a little, mm-hmm. you know, antsy. They start coming
and
out.
They're restless here, too.
They're restless here in the shop. We get a lot right
we
here in the shop.
We also had great energy. You know, one of the things about scrying, too, is everybody did this in a darkened room
yes.
with candlelight, and that's the best way to do it.
Yep.
Also, you'll notice one of the things, like you were saying with your mirror, is that it'll, like, mist up or fog up, whether it's the mirror or the balls or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it clears and you see your images. So, and then it mists up again when it's done showing you it, and it kind of just fades away, like you said. So
it was amazing.
Yep. It was great.
Mercedes.
What?
Tell us what you
She's
had
deeply
last
engrossed
night.
In listening to your conversation.
I was actually really
yep.
interested in your conversation, but I, almost as soon as I started with the mirror, my face changed into a man's face.
That's not good.
Well, I thought it was pretty interesting, and then, you know, I put it down and looked at it again, and there was someone standing behind me with their hand on my shoulder, and I couldn't tell who it was. I'm sure it was a spirit in the store, but I was also, you know, getting that information, there's someone behind you, and I was almost like right up against the wall, so it was pretty cool. I tried the crystal ball in the water, but it didn't really work for me. Another really cool experience I had was there were four of us in the back room because it's, you know, a bigger room in the store. And the woman sitting across the table from me, she was getting her own information and then decided to ask about who was around her. Like maybe she could get information from somebody else. And she was saying to all of us, does the 4th of July have significance for anyone? And I said, yeah, it's my friend Greg's birthday and he passed right before then. And she said, did he have some sort of head trauma or head injury? And I said, yes, he passed away of brain cancer. So it was just really cool. And then after she said that to me, I put the scrying mirror down and someone also had an EMF detector in our room and it was next to me. And I asked it, I asked Greg three times. I was like, if this is you and you're here, please light up the EMF detector. And three times in a row, it did it.
Three times.
Three times to the same amount of lights, you know.
Very cool.
It was a really cool experience. So maybe next time I'll be able to do better with the crystal ball or the water. But they're kind of difficult for me.
Yeah.
But the scrying mirrors,
the mirrors
are
yeah,
good.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
So would you think that if you told somebody this, do you think they'd believe it?
No.
No, that's what I said. I think once people hear scrying, they automatically, you know, picture a gypsy with a,
yeah,
you know, with a ball in front of her. And it's not even that. It's just like, that's a piece of crystal.
Yeah.
It just got like that type of, you know, thing attached to it. And when sometimes even when you talk about it nowadays, people are like that. And it's not. It's just another term, divination. It's another way of getting information. But it's no different than you kind of zoning out, you know, in space when you're in school staring at the blackboard. You know, I mean, you're getting information. You're getting information regardless of which way. It's just it's
hey,
easier
cool
for some people.
Hey, George is with us today. Oh, that's
so
cool.
I think we have Vera, who's got some stories
oh, yeah,
to tell, too.
Well, hang on a second. Yeah, before we get to everybody else on the line here, let's get to Vera because, you know, she was here last night.
Yeah, and
hi.
They had some great. Hey, Vera.
Hi, Vera.
Hi,
Vera. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing? Sounds
good
so
there?
Far. I just, I called to talk about what happened to Ron and I last night.
Which was great.
It was really freaky, yeah. Ron and I never worked together. Ron's like more of a tech guy, and we just are always in different groups when we do investigations, so we'd never really sat down and done anything together. But he's really sensitive. I mean, he's really got mojo, as I always say. But we went in there and we started looking into the black mirror, and he was seeing something behind him, and I was seeing hands on my shoulders, and it was getting, you know, a little different and interesting. And then all of a sudden there was this green light on to his right that just exploded. And I went, holy crow. And he goes, was that a light next to me? I go, yeah, it was. So we started looking to see if Jackie had any light bulbs or anything over there. And there wasn't anything. So we were going to call you in and, we'll just keep going. So we were going back and forth. We're doing some more. And lo and behold, it happened again, bigger and closer. And it was like it had a green tinge to it. And then I had to go call Jackie. I was like, Jackie, are there lights over there that I can't see? And you said, absolutely not. But there were energy balls that were like exploding in the corner there. It was very, I've never seen, I'm always recording myself. So when I see energy or orbs or anything, I'm looking through a camera at it. I'd never seen it with the naked eye or like so up close and personal. And it was really an interesting experience. Plus our EMF.
And there are a lot of people when they're in my room that do say they see, you know, those. I'm used to it, but I mean, I even have clients that say they see the things out of the corner of their eye. For you guys, it was obviously far more. You're using the mirrors and things. You're bringing, you know, in a little bit stronger.
It was within 2 feet of my, you know, I was looking directly at it, and it was right on his shoulder. So it was like up close and personal.
Wow.
You know, it really, it was. I've never seen anything like that ever happen on a TV show. You know, I wish we had video running.
Video on that, absolutely.
But
you
I would have thought that would happen.
Vera, you got to be careful being around Ron, though. You know, with all the radiations he's had, he's probably throwing those balls out of himself right just by himself. So you got to be careful with him.
He was really quite good. I was very impressed with him. He was at one point, you know, I'm like, you know, I don't know. There's somebody behind me, and they got their hands on my shoulder. He like, you just did the white light protection prayer. You're okay. Everything's fine. And I was like, whoa, thanks, Ron. Like he was like talking you down, you know, off the ledge kind of thing. But
off the ledge.
He was really good. I was very, for never having worked with him, it was really a great experience. I enjoyed it. And it was one of the most startling things that's ever happened to me, you know. So I'm glad I have it in my memories here. And we tried the water and the ball and everything, but the black scrying mirror, that worked the best for both of us.
I'm just curious, did Dave get anything when he got home last night as far as spirits?
Yeah, because he usually dreams and then tells me the next day. I don't, you know, we talked so little today. He went right out. He had so much, you know, he's working so hard around the house to get ready for the winter. I know it sounds like it's so early, but it really isn't for us because we're out here in the country. But so we really didn't talk about it. But he always, you know, his mantra, I got nothing. So
you just talk about that.
I know. I'll let you know if he gets anything, if he tells me about anything. But I know he heard, he did hear the noise, and he was telling me how crazy the K2 meter was. So I mean, it's not, you're not delusional there. So and you know, Ron and I were next door to you and didn't hear a thing. So that was really amazing.
Yeah, I can't believe that. That's amazing.
You know, and did you hear me yell when the thing popped the second time? I went, wow, like that.
They were saying something happened. You said there was something that happened to a candle, right?
Something happened with the candle, too. I have that. I listened to the tape again, and I actually, right when all of this stuff is happening, right at the moment when the thing exploded that light burst happened again, you can hear this. It sounds really weird. It's like that for about 10 seconds. So I put it into the Audacity program, which if anybody knows or people don't know, it's a program that a lot of ghost, quote, hunters, unquote, use to isolate EVPs, and you can take out background noise. But I used to be pretty proficient with it, but I haven't used it in so long. I'm going to try to get the lower frequencies out so I can hear it and maybe slow it down, because maybe I caught something talking. I don't know. But it wasn't Ron, and it wasn't me, and it was something totally peculiar that I hadn't heard before or after. So should be interesting if I'm able to isolate it. So it's probably going, get out of here, you know, or something like that.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. So I was very happy, very nice that it occurred to me. I like when stuff like that happens. I'm not like the, you know, run, dude, run. I'm not like that. But I like to,
everybody seems to remember that.
Yeah. Kind of tough not to remember.
Dude, run.
Get out quick. It's after you. Yeah, that's good stuff. But, you know, we're sitting here and we're talking about all of this stuff, and I just went to my dentist tonight just before we had the show, And they're all excited about the ghost hunt, for number one. Number two, they said, you were there last night? I said, yeah, I was there last night. I told them about what was going on. And then I told them about what happened in the room with me and Dave. And they were like, well, obviously, something had to make that sound. And I said, obviously, something did. And they were like, yeah, but no, there has to be an explanation for it. I said, there is. And they were like, yeah, but not what you're saying. I said, well, why is it so hard to believe that since you want to go on a ghost investigation and see ghosts, that you wouldn't think that there would be a ghost in the room?
Mm-hmm.
I said, what happens if you're in the cemetery and you come face to face with a Civil War or Revolutionary Army soldier? And it looks like somebody that just came on the hunt,
right.
But they're not them. And they went. They said, "Well, that probably won't happen." I said, "Well, then why are you coming? What do you want to see? Would you want to see it? If you did see it, wouldn't it be cool?" And they were like, "Well, yeah." I said, "So you know, there's going to be other people. It's not going to be scary. It's just going to be really cool." And all of a sudden, their whole attitude started to change. You know.
I think it's that's exactly it. When you're a little worried or nervous, it's more difficult to get your information, which is why I say to meditate or kind of get yourself centered first. But when you're doing something like scrying, like we were last night, like some of the information some people got or their experiences, like they were shocked.
Yeah.
And you have to remember, you guys doing so much with it anyway, you're already open to that. That's one more like tool you're using to whether it is to connect with spirit or your inner knowing, information you're meant to have. And a few of you did get your past lives and things like
yep.
that, which was great.
Yeah.
I think you guys did great, especially some of the people that was their very first. A lot of you, actually, there was a lot of people that was only their first time. I think there were only two of you that had done it before. And it was
yep.
a long time ago.
Yeah, it was.
We hadn't done it in a while.
You know, from what I remember from first time, I just felt like I, you know how you say you got to have that relaxed energy.
Yep.
You can't. I was trying way too hard this time.
Yep.
And when you try way too hard, you ruin everything. It just, nothing comes.
Oh, you won't get, yeah.
Yeah.
You're not in that.
You know, it's not a competition. It's not a race. It's just, you just let yourself loose. And when you release your mind, you just calm yourself down and you just open it up. That's when everything starts to happen. And you know, for women, it's harder because women's minds are constantly running. I mean, you know, they've always got something to think about.
We multitask.
You really do. Guys do too, but they only do it one at a time. And when we do it, you know, it's pretty much like we, at any time, we could go into our own little room and get lost for, you know, 3 minutes to 3 hours. So it's just a matter of, well, you know, I think there's definitely a physiology difference there as far as, you know, guys and women goes. But when we talk about the scrying now, and you sit there and you say, okay, are you talking about getting information from the past, things that are happening now, or are you getting information about the future?
Oh, it depends what it is that you're meant to know or that you're, you
what
know,
do you mean
pulling
you're,
into.
What you're meant to know?
Well, at that
aren't
time,
you meant
if there's
to know
information
everything?
That you're, that just something that you, it's a need to know at that moment or something that you're tapping into. It might be questions you have, like, you know, some of you have questions in your mind when you were doing it. To try to get information on and get your answers to.
You
some people wanted certain spirits, you know.
You just said something really interesting because I use this line all the time. People come in and they talk to me about things at the bank and they go, well, what about this? And I go, well, you're on a need-to-know basis and you don't need to know right now. That's not part of what we're doing here right now. And you said if you need to know it, that's when you'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who makes that decision?
It's almost like when somebody feels like they're drawn to have a reading.
Yeah.
There's a reason, because there's something they're supposed to know.
Okay.
Or they feel like there's, you know, they need a validation on something. So it's when you guys were working and some of you had questions on specific people or situations going on, maybe some of you did want to kind of tap into your past lives, that's the information that came out for you. And for some people, it was, like I said, it was a spirit or somebody that had crossed that, maybe they even subconsciously didn't know they were bringing in.
All right, back to the need to know thing here now. I'm just thinking because I went back through my emails, And I saw the first email I sent you was January 29th, 2012. And you were telling me about the class coming up and this and that. And I'm just curious because need to know, meaning who would have told me that I needed to know more about this?
It could have been anybody. It could have been your guides. It could have been somebody who crossed over.
Because it was like I came to the classes and
you actually
I've
got in touch with me
left.
Before the holidays, and I told you that
we
would be doing it
hike.
After the holidays. So actually, it was 2011.
2011, but the emails really started. Yeah, that
because
was
we started
phone.
Them in February.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. All right. But I'm just thinking that there could be half of the callers that are out there right now might be getting feelings that they should be doing something,
mm-hmm.
and they might blow them off only for the fact that
a lot of
they think they're on a need-to-know basis and they don't need to
yep.
know right now.
Well, that's why for some people, when they use a scrying mirror or something like that and they're actually seeing an image or getting the information, it's a little bit more hands-on, tangible. Maybe I'll word it that way.
Tangible.
Sometimes they're getting the information in their head, but there's not something in front of them, you know, showing it to, like, people who like to use, you know, read cards and things like that.
But, like, with Vera and Ron, they actually saw people behind them and put that with their hands on their shoulders.
So did Mercedes.
Mercedes. What does that mean?
It means she tapped into, like, she was tapping into spirit.
Okay. Was the spirit that she was tapping into behind her or in front of her by the EMF machine? Or you know, I'm just curious here because I'm trying to figure this out.
It was with her. You know, it's something she was able to see.
Yeah. And
so it's just, like, not everybody is going to get it that way. Not everybody's going to see a spirit with them. Some people might get told in their head, I'm with you.
Yeah.
You know, so everybody gets it different. It's just when you scry, it's based a lot on imagery and what you're getting for visions or what you're seeing and then get told. Because some people get an image real quick in a mirror or in a ball, in a crystal ball or in the water, and then it just goes away. And then their information starts flooding their head, you know, on what it is.
Yeah.
It's the trick is to not think about it as you're getting it, to jot it down, and then don't try to make sense of it is what it is until after. Sometimes it's just that people are also trying to, you know, organize that when it's happening because they don't know what to expect. And, you know, Vera and Ron happened to have a profound experience because they had a lot of physical activity when they were using the mirrors. Yeah.
I just, you know, I keep going back to the fact that, like, when we do mediumship here in the shop, and I actually have a voice to write these things down, write it down.
Well,
I am a clairaudient, okay? But that's all coming through, and I'm writing it down, and I'm going crazy with it, or with the psychometry, you know, I write down what I see or what I smell or what I feel. I tend to not trust my eyes so much, and let me give you a reason why. Today I'm spending the day at home because I'm studying for a securities test, and you have to take this test online. It's a web-based training type of deal, and it's all day long, 3 days. It's a lot of fun. But anyway, you take breaks every so often, and there was one. Somebody put something out on Facebook, and it was a magician. And it was for, like, one of these shows, like America's Got Talent or something. And it was very cool. There was a guy that was a magician, and he had a chainsaw, and he acted like he cut a guy in half. And, you know, at the waist, not lengthwise, at the waist across. And they separated him. He wasn't in a box. They separated him in the lower part of his body. Went one way away from on the table, rolled away, and the upper part of his body rolled the other way. And then they picked his body up, the upper part, and sat it on the table, and they put all kinds of things underneath it. They rolled him around the stage, and he's moving his arms and talking and everything, but there's nothing from the waist down. He's just flat on the table. And the table's only about maybe 4 inches thick. Okay. Then they bring him back together. The guy acts like he uses a staple gun. You know, he does it really quick, like a staple gun. Sits the guy up. The guy gets up and walks around. He's doing a dance on the stage. And the guys that were, you know, they're sitting right there. They're visually right there. I'm watching it as a recording, but it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it's not real because you can't do that. Okay? And I'm sitting there saying to myself, I can't even trust my eyes. So when I see something, even here, I don't know if I'm really seeing it. It's like scrying, looking at the mirror. Am I really seeing that, or is that just my...
Well, that's what you're not supposed to think.
Well, okay, that I have no problem not doing that, okay?
But, you empty your head, and well, that's the thing. You're not supposed to make sense of it at that time, but you wouldn't just randomly see it.
Yeah.
When you're doing something like that kind of work, when you're watching a magician show, you're expecting to see magic tricks.
Yeah, magic.
When you're doing, you know, mediumship or scrying or clairvoyance, or it doesn't matter what you're doing, you're not expecting, you're not supposed to be expecting what you're going to see or what you're going to get. You're just supposed to relax and let it come naturally. That's the key.
Okay.
So you're not supposed to have to question what you see or what you hear. You just know that it was given to you for a reason. And then you make sense of it afterward. So you don't want to get caught up in the thinking part. Because then you're so busy thinking about what am I getting or why am I getting it.
Yeah.
Then it's hard for the rest to come in and flow. So that is the biggest thing, is dumping. It's emptying your head. We say that all the time.
Okay, now, I'm sure everybody out there who's listening is wondering, this is the proverbial question that always comes up. If you've got a crystal ball, is bigger better?
No, it's just sometimes easier for some people to see. It doesn't really matter what you're using. Some people, I see them using the really tiny crystal skulls.
Yeah.
You know, some people prefer to use quartz, but I know people who use the dark stones as well. And it just depends on, I personally feel it's your comfort level. Some people can get information in really small objects. It doesn't really matter to them. Some people just feel better when they have more space to work. Like the mirrors you guys used last night were about 8x10, so they were, or 8.5x11, 11.5. So they were pretty, it was a decent size. So you could see around, you know, the perimeter of you. And
I didn't even realize that I had a scrying ball at home.
What one of your?
It's huge. It's huge. And it's got, on one side of it, it's got the name Brunswick, and it's got three holes in it.
Your bowling ball? Yeah, well, shiny.
Well, it doesn't even have to be shiny. As long
it's
as
good
you...
if it's a shinier object.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't matter if it's a surface. Yeah, it's better if it's something that's like that, but most bowling balls are.
Well, yeah, most of it. You could get them in the whole
place.
So, you know, take it down to the lanes and get your ball polished, you know. But, no, the idea here is, depending upon, you know, the type of scrying you're going to be doing. You know, we talked about the mirrors. We talked about the bowl with the water in it. Mm-hmm. We talked about the crystal.
Wasn't there somebody in your group, though, that did okay with water?
Yeah. What was that lady's name?
Oh, Rita.
Rita.
Rita is also
the one that got my friend Greg. And
she
said she saw stars in the water.
Yeah.
And she chalked it up to nothing. She was like, I don't know. Could have been my eyes. Could have been the... But then someone else, Fran, who was working with Eleanor, said, oh, I saw stars and angels in the water. And then Rita was like, I saw stars too. So.
You never know what you're going to see.
Never know. That was a cool moment for her, I think.
Yeah.
Well, some people, I think, work better with the water.
Yeah.
You know, and then some people do
Krista
better.
Krista may have gotten something, but I don't remember what she said she had gotten. I just know Rita was really excited, so I remember. But Dana and I, for some reason, I thought we would work well with the water, and we didn't.
You did better with the mirrors?
Yeah, something
really?
We would definitely have to practice at, I guess.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, some people, they can go to a lake or a pond, and they stare into the water, and they see, like, that's the thing with water. Like, you're either going to see it right at the surface, or you're going to be, there's some people that they have to look. Like, if you're using a bowl, they have to look into the water and down to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody does it, you know, differently, or it works better for them, you know, in a different way. But that's how you find out what you kind of resonate with and what you don't. You know, when you work with the different objects, and, you know, some people love to use the regular mirrors. That's why, you know, there are mirror people. Like, they just have lots of mirrors around, and they, you know, mirrors are portals. So they feel like mirrors work for them. And they don't even know why they have all them around.
Speaking of portals, if you're closer to a portal, does that help you with scrying?
I would think, I mean, for some people, it helps them with getting mediumship and getting information. They actually like to sit in the portal. So, I mean, Mercedes' group was in the hotspot room, but it seemed that there wasn't a room in here like that.
Wasn't. Yeah,
so, you know, did you guys feel like it was?
I did. I don't know about anybody else, but I mean, Rita talked to my friend Greg for a little while. I saw the person standing behind me, and the whole time I knew there were people in that room.
That's good.
So,
yeah, I don't think there was anybody that didn't get.
No. And I don't know if anybody else in my group heard it. I wish they could so they could validate it for me, but I heard something. Well, you can validate it, Jackie, because we've heard it in that room before, like banging or scratching against the wall in that room while we were in there.
Yeah, totally.
I was the only one who noticed it, so.
Yeah, it's always fun, huh?
Yeah, it was an interesting experience. It always is in the back room, but.
And I know Eleanor and Fran got a lot of information, too, because they were getting
a lot of personal information.
Yeah, they got, you know, people that had crossed over that got in touch with them and, you know, that type of thing. And so.
And Eleanor didn't say anything about the dog heads last night.
Yeah, she did. She said she saw one of her old dogs that passed away in 94, right?
Not just the head, though. She saw the dog.
Well, the
she
dog.
Saw the dog head.
Well, she saw the face of her dog. So that would just be the dog head, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty scary. And Eleanor, I mean, you know, she could almost shake hands. She's so old with the people on the other side.
Charlie.
What? Well,
Charlie.
Whoa. She's like 88,
not
right?
Nice.
Like,
no.
How old is she?
We love Eleanor.
She's a spry 82.
Oh, 82, okay. Well,
she's young.
82, there you go.
She has many years.
Well,
Charlie's only kidding. He does that to everybody.
If she was on my timetable, it would have been 75 and out. So that's what I'm looking at, you know? I'm just saying.
Don't say that. You'll manifest it.
No, I'm not saying that. Well, for me? Yeah, of course. That's what I'm looking forward to. You know?
Yeah, Eleanor is really... really, you know, sensitive and in tune and psychic with her ability, too. Like, she's very in tune with her psychic side.
Point with just about
she connects in with spirit really well. So.
She does.
And not only that, well, maybe I should stop on that.
She's a psychic artist. That's what she does here.
Well, yes, that's the part. She's a psychic artist, which is phenomenal. And, you know, when you sit there, that's pretty amazing. But you know what? We should take another call. All right? What do you think?
Sure.
All right? I hate to not get to the calls because every week we do this and there's like 50 people that don't get on. So we're going to sit here and say, you're on the air. We're listening.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, you're there.
This is Dana.
Dana.
Hi,
who?
Dana.
Dana, the certifiable.
Dana, what happened to you last night? Tell us.
Well, you know, it was, I haven't done this in quite a long, I've done it only like once or twice before, and it's like Mercedes says, I didn't do well with the water, even though I love Harry Potter looking into the water, you know, and it's like, because he was scrying in all those movies, but funny enough, I got a result looking into the candle flame, because we also had the candle flame on the table, and that's one of the things you can use. And I remember as a child, I always used to lay in the field and just watch the clouds, because I loved watching the clouds. And but the candle flame, because we were in that room, I saw this kind of like from the top of the table up to the top of the room in that corner where supposedly the portal lies was this sort of dark, smoky blue column. And it was like almost like a small, narrow tornado funnel kind of thing. And it just was kind of swirling around, going all the way up. And I thought, whoa, I've never seen anything quite like that. And I thought maybe that was allowing me to somehow see some kind of energy section from that portal area. And you know, so what do you think about that?
That's
interesting.
Cool.
You always get interesting stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get anything. I mean, I certainly wished I could have seen what Vera and Ron saw. That just was just too amazing for words, I think. But that was really interesting. And the mirror was interesting. And I saw myself change also. And it was like I sort of turned into this really sort of dwarfish, ugly old man with a big nose and sort of scarred up face.
Somebody else troll too, right?
Yeah, somebody said.
Yeah, that. Very strange.
A few trolls in here last night.
Yeah, Ron maybe? Is that Ron?
I don't remember. That's interesting.
Yeah, so maybe there was a troll in the house. so whatever. So it was, I thought it was pretty interesting. And, you know, the water didn't, of course, but, you know, I think it's worth trying again. I think it's, you know, I'm going to try it at home here and see if that makes any difference. Or just to get a better, you know, get used to doing it maybe, you know, a little bit.
Yep.
And I wish I would have had the foresight, Dana, to try and scry with the flame like you did. Because
you guys had a lot of candles in
there. Yeah, I didn't even think about that, but that would have been really cool.
Yeah. You know, you never know when you're going to get something and where it's going to come from, I guess.
Well, lots of people see things when they're looking into the fire and, you know, they look into the flames when they build a fire. Yeah, yep.
Yep, oh, I mean, smoke. That's the best part about a campfire. You know, it's like just staring at the you're just staring at the flames, you know. It's like a beautiful thing. Anyway, I mean, I don't have a lot to say about what really happened because I mean, I didn't feel like I got a lot, but there's always something, you know, you get little things and each thing counts, you know, and it's always interesting. Always. So,
you know what I found found out last night after we left here, after doing the scrying, that I actually had, I guess you could call it just an extremely clear mind.
Hmm.
You know, it wasn't like I had anything left over. It wasn't like I was thinking about anything in the future or in the past. It's like that through the scrying, you know, we did the meditation first. Then we went into the scrying, and I didn't feel spent. I just felt clear, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, sort of like just cleaned up a little bit, like it took care of all the things in my mind. So I don't know if that was possibly some of the spirits coming into me, too. But I tell you what, great feeling. When I got home, it was a great feeling. It was nice.
Oh, good.
That's good.
Belvedere could have helped some, but I didn't have any.
Oh, Charlie.
So what else is going on now? Oh, yeah, I wish. I figure you would have said something about it. You would have had somebody at home or something that would have helped you when you got home, you know?
That I would have had what?
I figured you would have had some at home so that helped you when you got there.
Well, not considering my day, so it was not a day for having anything when I got home.
Yeah.
Let's put it in.
And that might be
part
of the reason why you felt like you didn't get a lot, you know. You had a very busy, active day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a bit of a stressful day, so, and I think that's, you know, for sure, that can affect, you know, your how you do in these things, you know. But I didn't want to miss it. You know, I wanted to be there. So it's like, because it's always so much fun.
We did have fun.
We always have fun there, yeah. Anyway, that's all I have to say about that.
The end.
Sound like Forrest Gump.
The end.
That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, chocolates. Anyway, Jackie.
Boba shrimp.
Coming up on Friday, an investigation at a house that has basically spirits hanging off the roof going nuts, just going crazy, and people are begging you to come and, you know, take a look at this house. Can't tell you where it is. I can't tell anybody where it is, but...
You can tell them the town.
Yeah, it's in northern New Jersey. And but it's... we've got
in the active town.
It's in a very active town, and it's, you know, it's just... they're screaming for help. Well,
I'm really excited about this investigation because it's actually kind of my investigation because it's my friends.
You know them?
I do know them.
Oh, I thought they just called in.
No, I know them.
I know them.
This is the one that Mercedes.
Oh.
I've been dying to get an investigation going in that house.
What's their name?
I'm not telling
you. Okay, what's your address?
And it just hasn't worked out with our schedule and their schedule, but finally on Friday, because there is a lot of activity in
that house.
We'll
have to talk after this, because one of the women that I worked with at the bank has friends that live in that area.
Okay.
And they were telling, that's the one that was telling me, oh, yeah, you got to get over there because everybody sees things.
Look, maybe it's the same.
I think it is.
I don't know.
I think it
massive
is.
Massive street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, how cool would that be?
That would be really cool.
But now, in the light of scrying, would it be good to bring maybe your crystal ball or?
Nah, well.
And
you know the way.
Come on,
not in that. Well, it's a portal.
Yeah.
You're bringing stuff in. You know.
Yeah.
That's different. You're supposed to be using that for your, you know. It would be like bringing your cards.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have plenty of ghost equipment and our psychics.
Okay. I was thinking just, you know, you got all these tools.
I don't think I'd want to open that. I mean, normally what you're doing is you're doing, like Ron said to Vera, you're doing your white light protection thing and all that too. When we're going into somebody else's home, we don't really know what we're expecting, you know, except by what they tell us until we're in there and actually in the middle of it. So,
if it's as active as they say it is, and it probably is, would you think that there's a portal in the house?
It's probably in that whole area, I'm sure.
The whole area.
And I can tell you that there's a big mirror in their basement on one of the walls, and it is absolutely a portal.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was just thinking, right next door, it was the karate shop, and they had all the mirrors over there. That's why we had all that activity in there.
We have plenty of mirrors in here, too.
I know, but they had walls of mirrors, so the people doing karate could see themselves doing the karate. I mean, you know, and they just, spirits just came and took Vince. Right? They just came and took him.
Okay.
Well, that's how else can you explain it? He wasn't as old as I am. And if he was in damn good shape. But, I mean, you know, I'm just saying.
He was 60.
Was he really?
Yep.
No.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. He was in great shape.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm not looking in the mirror.
That's the first time I've ever heard Charlie speechless.
I'm sitting there saying, I'm never looking in the mirror again after that. He really was my age?
Yep.
I thought he was in his 40s.
I swear to God. My dad is 65 years old, and he looks like he's in his late 40s.
But he has to because he's got a hot wife. He has to. Yeah, Mercedes knows. Her mother's hot.
That. My mom is a beautiful lady.
She really is. She's
and
very beautiful. She's a beautiful woman. But I didn't know that he was 60.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. And I got another friend of mine who went to karate school down in the Stockholm area. And you know what? These guys that are in shape, they look a lot younger. I gotta look like
we metaphysical peeps.
Who's that?
All of them.
Oh yeah. Well, no, the women do. The guys usually look like hell no matter what happens. So
I don't think any of us look.
James Van Prague. What is he like? 85.
I don't know. I don't know if Vera or Dana know.
Really?
Nope.
Anybody?
You guys don't know.
You know how old he is?
No.
Who are you talking about?
James Van Prague.
James Van Prague. Do you know him?
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, geez.
Do you know
I'm looking it up on the internet as you speak.
Oh, good.
Do you know the amazing
Prescott? He was born in 58. He's 56 years old.
56. He's 6 years younger than me. Oh, see? So he looks okay. Well, he don't look as half as good as Vince.
We totally get off. We tend to get off subject on this.
How old is the Long Island Medium?
Okay, I'll look that up. Hold on.
Yeah.
Are you using Google or what? We'll give them some more.
No, I'm just putting in Long Island Medium into my computer
into
and all
your
kinds of
Internet Explorer. There you go. Microsoft.
Hold on. Teresa Caputo.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
I should have known that.
She apparently doesn't like to have her age because it's not on her.
Well,
I would say 40 or 50s. Her kids are older. Her kids are my age.
Gotta be.
Do you know the woman that was with him that was down in Newton at the theater?
Kim Russo.
She's gonna be there again.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard. My wife's sister. She says she's looking down the whole thing for the Newton Theater, and she goes, "Who's this woman? She's a medium." And I think
no,
it's Kim
Russo. No, no, it's wrong. It's Lisa Williams who's gonna be there.
Is that who's going to be there?
Yep, someone's different.
Is she any good? Well, she's not as good as Jackie, but, you know, she's probably okay.
My fan club.
I'm surprised they even come up into this area with you being here. They got to feel inferior when they come up the highway. Right? Well, you don't say it, but, yeah.
No, not about myself.
The only lady who's on par with Jackie is Jane Doherty. That's it.
Well, Jane's very close. Jackie's
Yeah,
tops.
Hopefully Jane's coming up, you know, within the next month or two. So what are we talking next week? Next week we're going to do a spirit guide meditation in class, and hopefully some people will call in and talk about what they got, you know, for their guides and things like that.
What do you mean the guides?
Their current guides, like the guides that are with us all the time.
Like grandma,
so we're
going
to meet our master guide, and then we're going to meet our current guides and our animal.
Does it have to be a family member?
No, a lot of times it's not.
Oh, good. Okay.
Sometimes it is.
I got my family members behind me as an army, but I need somebody that's a little bit out there. Somebody that looked like Michael Remy from The Day the Earth Stood Still. It looked like him. And who was it, the other guy that's there? Moses? Looked like Moses?
You? Yeah. Solomon.
Solomon. Yeah.
So that'll be our show, you know, talking about for next week.
So that's what we're doing next Tuesday.
Yep.
We're doing our spirit guides. You know what? You know what's amazing to me is that when I started here with the development, we had like 2-3 people. What, we have 20 the past couple of weeks? I mean, it was like the office is a nice size, but it's not huge, okay? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, we got chairs lined all the way around the room, and people just keep walking in.
Mm-hmm.
And what amazes me is that whether it's scrying, whether it's psychometry, whether it's clairaudience, whether it's, you know,
Mediumship.
People keep coming in. They just keep coming.
Well, we have fun, though, too.
I know, but the idea is that they're not, it's not, doesn't have a stigma to it like it did years ago. People hear about it and they're like, oh, gee, you know, I was wondering why I feel that way or why I see these things or why I thought maybe I was going nuts. And they come here and they know why. They feel better.
So you're around like-minded people.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. It's a nice feeling.
It's nice to hang around people that get it.
Yep.
Basically it.
Yeah. No, it's nice to do that. And it's great when people come in and they sit there and they're like, they want to know. But I tell you what, we got a ton of people. I'm just going to take another call. I'm just going to go in here and just take any one of these calls. If I pick you, you're lucking out, okay? But hang on. I'm going to click on it right now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gene. Hi, Jackie.
Gene.
Oh, hi, Gene.
How are you?
Gene did scrying a long time ago with us.
I did. It was actually very interesting, and you gave me the mirror that I think you had used, or you had done something with it so it had your energy in it, and since then I've been afraid to pick it up. I shouldn't be, but I think one of the issues, I need to find my my white light prayer before I do that, because I'm always, I think what's hard for me sometimes is to, first of all, remember that I have it. Because I don't want to actually bring any, you know, maybe negativity from work or whatever when I go to do it. I haven't really done it since. I've looked at it a couple times and I say, oh, I can't do this. Or not that I can't do it, it's just that I probably shouldn't. And I put it back down and I put it back in the drawer face down. just because I don't want to.
He hides it in the drawer.
Well, I just don't want to. I think maybe some people like me might need to know that it's basically okay as long as you have your protection. They might be a little afraid. My one question is, I always like to try and walk a little bit at work when I go on break, just to either get away or release some tension or just, you know, get some exercise because I could use it. And past couple of days, I've been walking past an old church here in town, Connecticut Farms Church. I don't know if any of you are familiar with it, but it dates back to before the Revolution. And there are a number of gravestones in the cemetery that date back to the Revolution and before. And something caught me the other day because I'm so used to driving past it because it's not really a place where you can stop and look because it's a heavily traveled road. But I noticed that there was a gravestone, a marker, that was placed there about 14 years ago that marks a mass grave for British and Hessian soldiers that were killed during the Battle of Springfield, a lot of which took place right in that area. Now, I'm wondering, is it possible that, I try not to bring anything with me, is it possible that if I do the scrying that perhaps somebody will come along? I mean, is it generally not a good deal to walk past a cemetery like that and then do scrying, or does one thing not have anything to do with the other?
Oh, no.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, you want to know if you are around something like that, if they would, you would bring them in just because you're scrying.
Right.
You're saying, but
basically, because
there was something.
I stopped and looked at this, and I took a picture of it because I thought it was interesting. I never noticed it before. I know some of the old like original members of the town before it became Union are buried there. They have these big markers, but I never noticed. Like I said, because you're always driving past. And you're spending your time in your car trying not to hit other cars in that area. I never ever noticed, and I never even knew that this stone was there. And it marks, like I said, a mass grave. So I'm sure there's probably a bunch of these guys down there, British and Hessian soldiers, there we go, who are probably sitting there going, what the heck, you know, why am I here, that kind of thing. And
right.
I just don't know.
Well,
if
you're somebody who's, I mean, obviously we hear a lot of stories where people have, you know, their spirits have just attached themselves to people because they either feel like they remind them of somebody or they feel like they can communicate with them, whatever. If you constantly keep yourself in a place where you're, like I said, like you were talking about the prayer and stuff, where
right.
you're more guarded and protected, you would definitely know if you definitely would know if you had, you know, something that wanted to talk to you. But if they want to talk to you, they're going to find a way to talk to you. So it wouldn't matter whether you were scrying or not afterwards.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. So I'm just, I mean, you know me. I'm just,
yeah,
I don't
but you're
wanna
also drawn to that. Like, you're probably sensitive to those energies, so you're probably picking up that they're trying to communicate or they have things they want to say.
I just actually found it fascinating. The first time I walked, because I generally try not to stop when I'm walking because I want to keep the rhythm up. I want to keep the exercise going, but I just happened to look to the left, and I saw this. I'm like, really? There's a mass grave here? I never knew that. I don't know how mass, of a grave it is. I don't know how many guys are down there. But I'm sure
cool
that...
We'll be cool to go down and investigate there.
It's, I'm not 100%. It's actually not that far from the Caldwell Parsonage Museum, where Hannah Caldwell was shot and killed during the Revolution, as the British troops were retreating. And that incident is on the seal of Union County. And I think those guys, the ghost hunters, went down to the county where she's actually buried in Elizabeth.
Oh.
And I think they actually caught her on camera, which is interesting.
Wow.
But I'm sure that there's probably a bunch of people down there that are in there that might have something to say.
Yeah,
you'll have to come
be...
down this way. We'll do some fish and chips, and I'll take you past there and... You'll probably get a wave and a hello from a bunch of people in there.
We were looking into some places we could go, you know, different places that we haven't actually been to, you know, even the historical ones. So
Well, I'm sure there's a bunch down this way because a lot of the Revolutionary War passed through here. And like I said, Union at the time wasn't Union at the time, but it was a part of the Battle of Springfield. And there's a couple of markers that say, you know, British troops retreated along this way. They went this way, blah, blah, blah. Here's where the battle took place. There's even a house in Springfield that has a cannonball stuck in it.
Oh.
Still from the Revolution.
That's
so cool. There's been some activity around here. It wouldn't surprise me. There's a couple houses that go back that way, too, but my concern, to get back on topic, was about bringing something with me if I go to try it.
Well, if you're going to bring a scrying mirror with you, you will probably, if you brought a scrying mirror to an area like that, you would most definitely probably pull up one of those spirits.
Well they'll probably moon me if they know me.
Well, just like when Mercedes was saying, when they were scrying in the store, you know, they were picking up some of the spirits that were here. So if you brought it with you and did it, then yes, you would.
All right, because I remember when I looked, when we were doing the class, and you had us all separate, my brother and I went into the one room, room, I think, as a matter of fact.
That's the room that Vera and Ron were in where they were getting all that stuff.
Well, I remember I told you I saw, I believe, a female eye.
Yep.
I saw an eye, let's put it that way. It looked female to me. I don't know how to describe it, but it looked female to me. With I don't know how to put it. I don't know if it's based on...
You saw the eye.
I saw
that in the crystal ball, yep.
Did
you? Some people do. They see an eye. Yeah, some people get the eye. So
that's
common.
What I saw. I saw a female eye. Well, see, now here's my mirror. Now you got me looking for my damn mirror. I gotta find my white light prayer now. Maybe give it a shot. Well, you know me. I'll get an interest, and I'm always afraid that I'm going to do something wrong and set things in motion that shouldn't be in motion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Just protect yourself.
Yeah, I'll do that. But my main question was about the whether or not I would bring something. Like if I'm walking past something, and then later on that night.
Well,
no,
you want to say when you leave that area, Gene, you always want to say whatever's here stays here. Like it's one of the first things, first things we do when we're finished with an investigation, aside from saging, we tell whatever is there to stay there and that, you know, not to come home with us.
Okay, cool. That's a good thing because I don't need the company unless they're bringing me a birthday present or something.
Perfect. We do it.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, thank you very much and I'll see you all soon.
Thanks. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you something. He says that he didn't know that it was a mass grave right there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he says he doesn't want to bring anything home with him, but he probably wants to somehow, I guess, make contact. What's wrong with a Ouija board at that time?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
No,
we don't
man.
Do Ouija
come
boards.
On. Tell me why.
Because they're just not good portals. They usually tend to get negative spirits.
Is the board itself a portal?
Actually, it's the way they make it, with the symbols and all of that on it. The way they're designed.
What?
They're designed that way.
What do you mean?
The way they have the symbols
the
and the yeah.
Well, okay. Yes, no, A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A.
It's just the symbols on it. You know, I'm not a Ouija board expert. I just know that the way it's designed is to specifically bring in spirits.
Bring in spirits or bad
but they bring it. They end up bringing in. But well, not everybody brings in negative ones. They tend to just do that. So we don't. We have done way too many investigations that involve the Ouija board. So we don't. No.
All right. No, I was just curious.
That was actually in our portal discussion when we were talking about them.
Yeah. It's just that, you know, nobody wants bad spirits. Nobody. And the people that have them in their house, they definitely don't want them.
And sometimes they're just negative, like you feel in the basement when we're going to be doing. You know where you said it felt like negative.
By the mirror? Big mirror there?
No, not by the mirror, actually. There's when you come down the stairs of their house, there is a door directly at the base of the stairs, and there's a stained glass window in that door, and when you're looking into, and it's like a little sun porch that's there, when you're looking into that from the stairs, it
feels like there's someone looking back at you.
Really?
It's a very creepy feeling. And that room is just creepy itself.
This is from the stained glass.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you're looking...
How old is that stained glass, do they know?
I don't know. I don't think their house is very old, like maybe the 70s. I have to ask them, though. I haven't, but... Yeah,
we'll
there's
get
a
all
lot
that
of
before
activity
we go.
In there. So.
Wow.
So, but we had good, interesting experiences for this. So it was a good subject.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. We're not going to be able to get to everybody else here. So
yeah, we only have like two.
I got to apologize.
Two or 3 minutes left.
We did get quite a few though tonight, considering we didn't get to any of these before. So we did have some pretty good call-ins. But next week is going to be talking about what?
We're going to listen to some people that have connected to their guides. Mm-hmm. Or their animal guides, or their animal totems. So I'm actually looking forward to hearing their stories.
If I see another unicorn, that's it.
Now, you're actually, you can't even call in tomorrow, right? I mean, next week. You're...
Next Wednesday, I can.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know you said you were you couldn't
When's
be
the
here.
When's the 25th?
Oh, that's the day after that, I think, isn't it?
I don't know.
Next Thursday is the 25th. So the 24th is Wednesday.
Oh, so you're okay.
Oh, so you are. Yeah, because you originally didn't think you could.
25th, I'm going to be gone the whole day for that test.
Oh, good. Yay.
So, yeah, I can make it.
Charlie always has great experiences when he meets his guide, so it's definitely interesting.
Dana had a pretty good one with the
Yeah, I know. Dana does,
guide,
too.
But one of the spirits that was here in the shop.
Yeah, but she, even when she does the meditation, like when Dana gets her information, she has such awesome, like,
yeah, but
yeah.
With that one spirit that there, and she says, "What are you doing here?" And he goes, "I'm fucking dead."
Do you remember that, Dana?
I do remember that. That one shocked. She even shocked me. You know, it's like, it just like it came out of my mouth, and I didn't even know I was gonna say that.
I don't think people realize that they're the same as they were when they were.
Yeah.
Like, they're just on another realm. So like.
When you told me that, Dana, I had to tell a whole bunch of people.
Do you remember who that was, Dana? Who that spirit was?
I'd have to look in my notes because I got a name. It was my.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, that was too weird. That was so funny. Yeah, well, anyway, next time.
Was Vera here when you got that? Did she hear about that?
Yes. I was.
You F an idiot? I'm kidding.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh.
Yeah, well, we're studying psychic development, you F an idiot.
Yes.
Don't
you remember what happened to David, though, when that he's, like, meditating, and he says, I wonder where that crusty old blankety blank is, and all of a sudden he came into his meditation, and he looked at the guy, and he sent him one, and he goes, get the blank out of here.
Yeah, no, that's right.
So, you know, it's funnier when you can use all the expletives, but anyway.
What's neat is it just shows that you're always in control, and that's what people always get afraid of, that there's going to be an issue with something coming in. But it's funny because Dave always takes control of his spirit.
I know. Even when they try,
either
like when they're like yelling in his ear, you know, and then he just tells him to get back out, you know. He's a funny guy.
Dale Carnegie's not on the other side.
Oh, God,
he's somewhere else.
He's funny.
Well, listen, we're running out of time. I tonight went really fast. I'm a little surprised at how fast it went.
It's because we started just a few minutes late.
Yeah. But the idea here is that we're going to be back on next Wednesday night,
yep.
7 o'clock. Well, we're hopefully close to that. So Skype doesn't screw us up again. But when they're working, they're great. When they're not, well, you know, the other words come in. But we're going to be back here at 7 o'clock. So if you can make it next week, we'll be here, and if you can't make it and you're in the area, you can come to a psychic development class right here at the shop.
Mm-hmm.
The number here, if you want to come, is 973-209-7070. And the number is also the same if you need a ghost investigation done at your house or your shop.
Or you know somebody that does.
Or you know somebody. That number happens to be 973-209-7070.
Or you can email us at trinitymetaphysical@yahoo.com.
Well, you could do it that way. Or if you want to get in touch with us for the ghost hunt we're going to have on the 24th, the week before.
You could do the same thing.
973-209-7070.
Or if you want to do the certification course. It doesn't matter. Whatever you need to contact us for.
The phone number is 973-209-7070. Okay? So
you can also visit our Facebook pages. We do have an Among the Realms page, and we do have Trinity Metaphysical Center and gift shop.
And the number for the gift shop is 9. I think they heard it. They heard it.
You sound like one of those 1-800 ads.
Yeah, but wait, there's more. So, but we're going to sign off for the night. Vera, Dana, thank you for joining us. Gene, if you're still listening, thank you. You guys want to say goodnight?
Good night.
Good night.
There you go.
Bye, guys.
And from everybody here,
Mercedes,
Jackie,
and Charlie, we're signing off for tonight. So thanks a lot. Thanks for listening to us tonight.
That's all, folks.
Good night. That's it.